You look at the chart up there. Huh? These are the 12 links of Paticca Samuppada. How you function as a human being, how your mundane mind, your brain activity develop all this movement. So first is avijja. Avijja is ignorant. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of the truth or realities of life and existence. That is, you lack right view with regards to the law of karma, the four noble truths, and the law of cause and effect or dependent origination. One major aspect of ignorance is self-delusion, sakkariti. This is the sole conflict that conditions our grasping, holding on to all the creation of the mind as real, and trying to own and possess them. So this is what I told you just now, the most dangerous delusion, self-delusion. Because you believe you exist, that personality, that ego, is the sole culprit that condition you to grasp and cling because of your craving, your selfishness, your emotional negativity and ignorance or delusion. So when you do that, you develop suffering, affliction. So this self-delusion that condition you to grasp and cling on to all the creation of the mind. You know what is creation of mind? Everything you come to perceive through your senses as real, all the external form, the phenomenal world or environment, nature, everything, and trying to own or possess them or push away. So just now I explained that you namarupa, yeah. So the actual Paticca-samuppanna is moment to moment, not like what is mentioned in the what they call commentaries or the later explanation by traditionally accepted commentaries. That Paticca-samuppada taught by the Buddha is over three lifespans. The reason why they do that is because they cannot otherwise explain Paticca-samuppada in its true sense, which is within the moment, within the instant. If it's over three lifetime or three lifespan, why did they ever put a tissue or knowledge maybe instead like science? It's not applicable to life. But if every moment, every instant, multi-dimensional, then it's applicable to science. So this is why it become what it is, and people cannot after that cannot penetrate the teaching. So what is given, the commentary is not what it is. Understand? So now I will use the old version which the commentary say to explain first before I come to the actual one, which is layout in the chart. Okay? So avijja paccaya sankhara, because of ignorance, not understanding the truth, the nature's law that governs life and existence, the four noble truth, the three right view, etc. Then what I use is one thing to know, one thing to experience. You think, that's all. Where you cannot understand in school what the teacher tell you, go back and think about it. So you think. Thinking is what? Creating contact with the brain. Because for thought to arise, you need to go to the brain. That's all. Then only thought arise through respond to memory. That's why you check the memory. Check the memory. That's all. So the thinking is all about memory. So when you go to the brain and think means you make contact. And that brain is an organ. That's why upon contact, yeah, avijja paccaya sankhara. Sankhara make contact with the brain, then it trigger consciousness. Understand? Vijnanam. So the third link is vijnanam. But they cannot see this in the meditation. They cannot understand this. They don't know the brain is also an organ. But they didn't see it happening. So by logic, the easiest way to teach is they say Sankara is karmic volition. You know what is karmic volition? That last thought moment where there is karmic implication, that karmic volition will lead to rebirth consciousness. What is all this? Then the rebirth consciousness, the number three become rebirth consciousness, or consciousness, or not thought consciousness, or rebirth consciousness. Or. Then he said, dependent on the rebirth consciousness, the first aspect of the form in mind, Namarupa, is born. Then because of the human being, first aspect, you have your salayatana, sense basis. Then the whole Patijasamupada become very easy to explain. Very logical, they thought correctly. But the question is, three period of time. Oh. So he said, avijja is ignorant from past life. Okay. Then the last thought created the rebirth consciousness. Then next life, understand not? Then after the next life, he said, you through the senses, then you go through becoming, then you born again. Future life. This is how they explain. But use your common sense, understand? If that is the teaching that the Buddha teach, is it useful for you to learn? To me, the moment I read it, I know something wrong. That time I didn't really have the full understanding. But I knew not this way. Then later on, through my awareness-based meditation, I realized this is how it goes. Then later on, I went to Thailand. My teacher, Ajahn Tras teacher, which is Ajahn Buddhadasa from Swamok. Swamok is Garden of Liberation in Surat Thani, southern Thailand. I went there a few times with my family. Then I heard him speak. Then after that, I got interested. Then I found his book. He also wrote one book on this Patijasamupada. He also don't agree with the three period of time. But he explained it in a slightly different way. But one thing good about him is he realized this one is moment to moment, every moment. That's why I was at least full of joy that somebody among my teacher's teacher have this understanding and share. So this is how he actually see and understand. That's why he dared to say it out. Then later on, I also came to understand that Patijasamupada can be explained as within the moment, every instant. So now we go back to what I have explained. Because they don't understand what is going on in life. So one thing to know and one thing to understand life, the living being create more and more thinking, more and more sankara, and become more heedless. That's why you think a lot. Understand now? Every time you have a problem, you go and think. Every time you have a situation, you go and think. Then after that, you try to come up with solution, you analyze, you reason. Then you try to develop the understanding. But this is all thought-based. You can't. So what happens is you become more heedless. As mind is also one of the organ of thought. So this thinking creates contact with the brain to trigger mental consciousness. So the third link is mental consciousness. Every moment, every instant it arises. So this mental consciousness, which is vijnanam. Then within this vijnanam, there is this mental form through perception, external form you bring into mind. So together, they form the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind, which is namaru, which is the thought. It's not a human being, first aspect. So because of that, this namaru, according to the Buddha, there must be causes and conditions for it to arise. So dependent on this thought, There must be seven spaces, Salayatana, he said. And because there are seven spaces, how did it arise? It arrived through contact. That's why the arrow points to the other side, contact. So upon contact, he straight away say feeling arise, because that is the link he wants to teach. But in actual fact, we know the first two links also are avijja, paccaya, sangha. There is also contact there, understand not? That's why ignorant contact. So that's why from avijja, I pull the arrow down to number seven. So this feeling, because of avijja, it will be conditioned into craving, pangha. So paksat paccaya vedana is upon contact feeling arise, but because of avijja, ignorant contact, straight away it creates craving. That's why without wisdom, yoniso manasikara, you cannot cut a feeling. Then tangha paccaya upadana, which is upadana. And this is grasping. Then after that, you become that thing, becoming. Then after that, you congress to develop birth. Then it arises the whole mess of suffering, jara, marana, etc. So this is how the paticca samuppada actually functions. Then why I say multidimensional? Because sometimes it don't go through the whole thing. Within some of the link, upon contact, before it even arrives, another stronger sense data, like very loud noise or what, then it will take over. Understand? It's just like you were thinking. Understand? You were thinking. While you are thinking, somebody call you. You didn't hear. You continue to think. Then he come, hey, he hit you. Then suddenly the thinking stop. Then you turn to him. What is going on? Anything? You like shock. So this paticca samuppada can actually truncate, then go to the air. Then sometimes while you see in daydreaming, then suddenly a very loud noise, thunder or what. Then suddenly your consciousness go there. Or sometimes the sense, like very fragrant food or very sponge, very strong foul smell. When it hit your senses, your smell, straight away, that one stronger, understand not? It got more power to lure you. You straight away go there, understand not? So your other senses are not active really. Then when you eat also, that taste become predominant. Because you are tasting, you are eating, understand not? Then even while you are eating, let's say the breeze, so that thing will take over, understand not? Then you realize you are just like a robot, understand not? This sensor, that sensor, the sixth sensor, keep on moving around. That's why I say, without mindfulness, you cannot cope with life. Why? When you go into life, when you become awake, not the awakening to enlightenment, when you wake up, you become conscious, you start your day. You know, when you are living life, your six senses are all active. Understand? Not? Active means they are constantly triggering of consciousness. The moment consciousness arrives, you input content. Your discriminating mind will move. Then after that, another sense will take over. Again, you do the same thing. That's how you become habitual tendency, through delusion, through hedonism. You become so mechanical. You totally without awareness. That's why without awareness, how can you cope? How can you understand what is going on? How can you understand who are you, what are you, and how you function as a living being? How come you become like that? If you cannot understand the totality of karmic conditioning, all these things, and your habitual tendency, your memory, you cannot understand how you function as a human. You cannot even understand who you are, what you are. But through self-knowledge, when you understand who you are, what you are, you understand others, understand not? How they are called. That's why they are just the way they are, deluded, heedless, without the Dhamma. They will behave like that, understand not? So all this is what Dhamma is all about. Okay, so this way of explaining paticca samuppada, you can investigate on it and find out yourself. But this is the real one, spontaneous one, moment to moment. Okay? Yeah.
Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.